Well, greetings again in Jesus' name, and God bless you as you continue to seek the Lord and to look to Him for guidance and direction in your life. That is the Christian way, and it is never in vain for us to find out the will of God and pursue with all of our hearts. And so let's pray for each other that we would be able to endure. We know that we do live in the last days, and when the end is, we don't know, but we know that things are moving quickly in that direction, at least it appears to be. And so I really want to encourage us to be prepared, and preparation, I believe, is to know and to study God's Word, because the Bible tells us that in the last days, there's going to be great deception. There's going to be a lot of false teachers, a lot of false prophets. There's going to be a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. And we need to be prepared that way. We need to be able to know what the truth is so that we can detect when there is an untruth being spoken. There's so many people today who are deceived, who are in a state of denial of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. There's people that are in churches today that have no relationship with God. It's just a form, an outward form, an empty shell. And God has never ordained any kind of relationship like that, that is so shallow. He wants us to have a personal relationship with Him. And I want to talk to you about something that's kind of interesting. I'm sure that each of us would have a story to tell on this subject. But I'm going to read first a passage out of Revelation, and it's going to be in chapter 3. And this here is, there are churches that are being addressed. There's a message for each church. And this one here in 3 verse 7 is the church in Philadelphia. And so I want to read this passage, and then maybe we can talk about a few things here. And I'll begin in verse 7, as I mentioned. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." And so there's more to that passage, but I just want to kind of take that as kind of an opening here, that God is the one who will open and close doors in our lives. And He is looking for the person that will trust Him no matter what the situation. I would think that each of us would have a story or two to tell about a time when maybe we felt like God didn't answer a prayer, or maybe He closed a door that we thought should have been opened, or maybe something didn't go exactly the way we had planned it to go. And it gives us a sense of disappointment towards our God, and wondering, well, does He not love me, or is there something that I didn't do correctly, or why is this not working out for me? I don't know if you've ever asked those kinds of questions, but I certainly have, just because it's hard for us to understand the ways of God. They're much higher than our ways, and He's a perfect God. We read about Him in the Bible that way. There is no fault in God. He knows what He's doing. It's just we get a little upside down sometimes, and we just don't know which way is up. But God always does, and we have questions. But in this passage here, It talks about how God, he has the power to open or close any door that he wants. And there's no circumstance that is too difficult for him. He can do whatever he wants to or needs to do. He may decide to let things that seem important to us remain blocked or unclear. We're seeking maybe some direction and we're not finding just a real solid, a quick answer. We're left wondering sometimes. And you might ask yourself the question, well, why is God not opening this door? Why is he not hearing my prayer? I know that I have times when I think about that some and say, Lord, I need you to speak to me and let me know. What do I need to do? And you know, because of the wisdom of God, I have to believe that he has specific reasons for a door closing or maybe a waiting period. And I just have a few ideas here I want to put out to you. It may be that God is protecting us from something that maybe would do us harm, or maybe it'd be a mistake. If we're venturing off to go a certain way and we're asking God to bless that and we don't understand why we're getting a block, it could be that he's protecting us from something that wouldn't do us any good. It's possible. It could be that God wants to give redirection. He wants us to seek him to find out what we should be doing. Maybe there's something more important that we should be doing. Maybe there's other opportunities that he has for us if we'll just listen to his bidding and be ready to obey him. Maybe there'd be better satisfaction. There would be if our plans changed for his. Even though we didn't understand it, there'd be some satisfaction in walking in his way. It may just be simply an opportunity to give glory to God. It might be that God is testing us. You know, God will test us. He doesn't tempt us. The Bible says that God doesn't tempt a man, but he will test us. And, you know, one way that we are tested, if we're praying about something and God says no, that's a tremendous test for us. And our faith can be shaken when we're tested like that. And what happens is we will actually discover what we really believe about God if we feel like he's testing us, maybe shutting down something that we feel like is important. That's a test that God can give us that does us good, actually, finds out who we are and who we believe that he is. It may be that God is just simply looking for perseverance, that we keep asking, like the importunate widow that we read about in the Bible, that she kept asking and asking and asking until she got an answer. And God doesn't get upset with that unless he tells us no and we keep asking. Well, that's different. But until we get an answer, he's not upset with us if we ask him every day, maybe multiple times a day, Lord, what shall I do? It causes perseverance in us. It gives us endurance. You know, endurance is important if we're going to go the long race, the long haul. The opportunity to develop our endurance is there when we learn perseverance. We can go for the long haul. It's a very important quality that believers need, is to have that endurance. Sometimes the timing, our time, you know, God's timing is always perfect, and it's never, whereas at least seemingly never, according to our timing. When we have a problem, we want it fixed right now. Usually we're very impatient. We want what we want right now. And God just, he doesn't always work that way. Sometimes he's quick. He knows what's right and what's not. And he knows what he's doing, so we can trust him there. But sometimes he makes us wait. And that's difficult. When we don't understand God's timing, it can seem like things are just dragging out way too long. But God, he's always working at something, and he'll do it. And so we need to really be able to trust him there. other thing may be, if we're getting unanswered prayer, it might be that there's some disobedience in our life. Maybe God is trying to discipline us and show us that the disobedience that we're doing is not pleasing to Him. And sometimes we may not even know what it is. Sometimes we do. Other times He may have to show us, and we may have to pray, Lord, show us. Am I disobeying You somehow? Show me. God is faithful. He'll do that. Whatever the case may be, whenever we find ourselves up against a closed door, or if our way is blocked, or if we feel like we're not getting answer from God, we don't need to worry about it and fret about it. That is a natural tendency. But instead, we need to look to God and be able to trust Him that He'll open the door. He'll answer the prayer. He'll do what's right in His time. And when we can be satisfied with that, we're going to be filled with a joy and a peace and a comfort that only God can do. I know that's not easy. It sounds like an easy thing maybe, but as we go through it, it can be very difficult. But let God do the work what He wants to do there. You find yourself up against a closed door. Take time to seek the Lord and just see what He wants to do with that. He will show you and direct you. And He will answer our prayers because He's a faithful God. May God bless you as you seek the Lord with all of your heart.